Actually, Vaishnava etiquette comes from reality. It has to do with reality. The real, we're interested in things that are real and substantial. It's not superficial. The ultimate reality is beautiful. And the Vaishnava etiquette is beautiful. It's about honoring devotion. And the devotee's understanding that their position is dependent upon those who have devotion, the Vaishnavas. Krishna and Karshna. Krishna, we have some idea. Karshna means those who are Krishna's, the devotees, those who are wholly given over to Krishna. When Srila Saraswati Thakur began the Harmonist magazine, he made reference to the previous magazine of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which was known as the Sajjan Toshini. So in the inaugural issue of the Harmonist, he took the opportunity to reference the Sajjan Toshini and give some explanation. So Sajjan Toshini, Sat-jan, the Sat-jan Toshini. So Sat, all these words, they have their, they have general meaning and more specific meaning and then very refined meaning in its highest expression. As there's a dictionary called the Nirukti, which I always find interesting that the name of the dictionary, you could say, is What Is Not Spoken. That's the title of the dictionary. What wasn't said? In other words, what is spoken and commonly understood by everyone, that's not the subject matter of this dictionary. This dictionary will deal with implied or deeper level meanings than what is commonly understood. So sat can have various meanings, but almost as an acronym, it means the supreme absolute truth. Conveniently, it's an acronym, Supreme Absolute Truth. And Srila Saraswati Thakur reminds us that the Supreme Absolute Truth is not Krishna alone. Normally, we will say, Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth. Says it in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. Vedam vastam avastu vastu advaya gyan, the ultimate substance, right? Ekala Ishvara Krishna arsa britya Ishvara parama Krishna satchit ananda vigraha. But he means to make another point here by saying, who is Krishna? That Krishna who's the supreme absolute truth, Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shabyate, as a king implies queen, kingdom, associates, many things. When we hear king, but many things are to be understood from that one word. Okay. So he says Krishna alone, meaning not Krishna in isolation, Krishna in the absence of his shakti or potency. Predominating moiety, half. Predominated, half. Supreme positive, supreme negative. So Radha and Krishna are the supreme absolute truth. So if this is what is meant by Sat, then when you put Sat and Jan together, it becomes Sajjan. Means those, the Sajjan are those who are wholly given over to the eternal service of Radha and Krishna, as expressed in the prayers of Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, Radhika Madhava Sam. Radhika and Madhava Asham, the aspiration to serve their holy lotus feet. Sajjan, who know nothing other than Krishna. When Balabha Charja told Mahaprabhu, he can explain, give unique explanations for so many names of Krishna. And Mahaprabhu himself in one place says, Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nija Sarva Shaktis. So many names. But here he chose to tell him, he said, oh, I'm incapable of knowing so many names of Krishna. I just know two names of Krishna. Yashoda Nandan, or Yasamati, yeah, Yashoda Nandan, Shama Sundar. I don't know so many names of Krishna. What does he mean by, but a particular quality? Like if someone feigns ignorance about certain things and then about knowing so many other things, and then the things they claim, only things they claim to know are of the highest quality, the most expensive. That's another way of making a point. It's to say, I don't know these other, I only know a particular quality. So those devotees who are, we use the word exclusive servitors, sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam hrishikena hrishikesha sevanam bhaktiruchite, from Narada Panchatra and Rupa Goswami, anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadhyanavritam anukuryena krishnanushilanam bhaktirutama. Who have no ulterior motive in service, no calculation. Guru Maharaj will point out that this sort of thing continues in the spiritual world. It's not just a question of being here and making distinctions and understanding gradation, or as he would say, progress means elimination and a new acceptance. So, but even in the spiritual world, so he will sometimes say, in Vaikuntha, the southern hemisphere of the spiritual world, there's some calculation. Whereas in the upper hemisphere, Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna's predominated by Jnana Shunya Bhaktas, knowledge-free devotion, which Guru Maharaj sometimes calls noble ignorance. There's some Greek word that means to appear, oh, ironic, means to appear to be ignorant of something. So Jnana Shunya Bhaktas, Guru Maharaj said, is it not an oxymoron? Knowledge-free devotion. Guru Maharaj is saying, who does Krishna like to associate with? He said, he likes to surround himself with ignorant people. Huh. On the one hand, we're saying Vrindavan's for the highest section of liberated souls, the most highly enlightened. We could make the case they know more than anyone. What does he mean? He likes to surround himself with ignorant people. Jnana Shunya bhaktas. This is not some ordinary type of ignorance. As he, in Guru Maharaj's hidden treasure, explanations of hidden treasure, sweet absolute, Jnanadipena Bhashvata, Aham Ajnanajam Tama, and one of the four nutshell slokas. Again, when they're, he's saying that where it has Jnanadipena Bhashvata, sounds like he illuminates them with the light of knowledge. So Guru Maharaj makes a point. What, Krishna is going to give gyan to pure devotees? The word gyan is used here, means knowledge. He's going to give them knowledge, which is a lower thing than what they already have. So it cannot mean that. It must be a reference to something else. And not to go into the details of that now, but he does say, in other words, when the devotees are feeling so much separation from Krishna, they cannot tolerate another moment, he reveals himself to them. As when the Braja Gopis, they're feeling so much anguish and separation from Krishna, inquiring from the trees, where is Krishna, inquiring from the deer, imitating pastimes. One devotee, one gopi, will play the part of a demon, another one, Krishna. I will now be gone, Kaliya. I will chase you from the Jamuna. And they're playing pastimes, and some are pretending to play the flute. They're all in divine madness, expressing many different things. But then Krishna appears in their midst again, Shauri. And they're happy. Tava katamritam tapta jivanam kavibir iditam kalmasha apaham sravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grinantite buridajana. They say, the topics of you, tava kata, or amritam, our nectar, our life-giving nectar. That's what they're saying. When we were preaching by this place in Russia where they have a big lake, what is it called? Something like Petrozavodsk. There's a big lake there. No, it's something in like Petrozavodsk, something like that. The person who was with me would have. It has a big lake there. And we're staying at one house, and one devotee's sister, who is not entirely appreciating Krishna consciousness, she sees every night we're having these meetings, we're talking about Krishna, we're very happy, everyone's smiling, we're taking prasadam, we're having kirtan. And she says, why don't you do something useful? He said, why don't you help the people? Why didn't, you know, there's like people outside, they're cold, starving, they need a place, they need some food. This is like, do something to help people. But here you're just going, talking about Krishna, 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 everything Krishna. But what she doesn't understand is what the Braja Gopis are saying. Tava katamritam tapta jivanam. Topics of Krishna are life saving nectar. This will bring people back from the dead. We're the living dead, the living walking dead. Right? Zombie. Right? Aren't the zombies the living walking dead? In the absence of Krishna, all the cause of our suffering is forgetfulness of Krishna. And the Braja Gopi, the cause of their suffering also. But what's the remedy for them is the remedy for us. We think, oh no, they're great devotees. So for them, hearing about Krishna will relieve their suffering. But you know, we've got real problems. What are we going to do? I mean, we really have some problems on our hands. We'll get to that Krishna stuff later. As one person in SoCal said, just stick to the Krishna stuff, dude. And I started talking about something else once. I took it as a message from Krishna. I said, I'm going to follow your advice and just talk about Krishna. Same solution for them is the same solution for us. Hearing about him. Shrotavyas kirtitavyas cha, smartavyas chechchadha bhayam. That's how to become free from anxiety, suffering, anguish. Kavibir iditam kalmasha apaham, shravana mangalam. Hearing about him is the beginning of mangalam, all auspiciousness. Srimad atatam. Then you get some real wealth. Right? Not Wall Street wealth of this world, the up and down values of imaginary wealth. Bhuvi grinanti te bhurida jana. When Pratap Rudra Maharaj sung these slokas from the Gopi Gita to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu said, Burida, burida, buri means you're really giving me something valuable. This is the valuable thing to be had in this world. And you've given that to me. I cannot possibly repay you. I can only embrace you. And Pratap Rudra Maharaj got the embrace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swarupam Bibhranam Jagatatulyam Advaita Dvaita. Prapana Srivaso Janita Paramananda Gaurima Harir Dinodari Gajapati Kripotsekatarala Satchetanda Kame Punara Pidashor Yashati Padam. Gajapati Tarala means he was delivered. Gajapati means two. Prataparudra Maharaj or Gajendra the elephant, who is a South Indian king in his previous life, and he offended a devotee. We're speaking of the Sajjan, those who are the devotees, really those who have given their lives over to the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga, Radha Govinda. So we're told in some elephant-like way, he ignored a devotee. Oblivious, I take it, something. So he was a king. In his next life, he took birth as an elephant. And he was enjoying with some she elephants in a kunda, in a pond, and a crocodile, huge crocodile, like the one in Australia. They have this giant, it's like the size of this room. Got him and start the crocodile stronger in the water than the elephant, pulling him under, and he had some remembrance of his past life, divine awareness. So with his trunk, he grabbed like some lotus flowers and started offering them to the Lord. And he remembered some slokas when he was the king. Let this be a lesson to all you children out there to learn slokas. To everybody, learn. You know, they say you can't take it with you. You get to keep the slokas. You get to carry them to your next life. So learn slokas. And if someone says, like, how do I know that? From this story. So Prabhupada says in the purport, he recalled these slokas from his past life. And he says something there like, therefore all the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness should learn the Brahma Sangita or some such slokas. So he's chanting them. And then we're told their fight went on for 1,000 celestial years, as fights are apt to do in Puranic legend. And anyway, then Vishnu came on Garuda. He could hear him, like, whew, descended on Garuda and saved him. So Gajapati. Gajapati means Pratap Rudra Maharaj in Rupa Goswami Sloka and Gajendra. Each one has some double meaning. Swarupa Bibranam Jagatatulyam means no one knows what is known to Srup Damodar, as Guru Maharaj says, Sri Gauranumatam Swarupa Viditam. He knows fully the Mahaprabhu's ecstatic emotional interior and the real purpose, inner purpose of his descent. And it also means Swarupam Bibranu Jagatatulyam, that the beauty of Mahaprabhu is incomparable. His Swarup, Jagatatulya. Jagat means the universe, Atulya means nothing compares to it. So Rupa Goswami, very beautiful. He's in one sloka, he's written at least two, has two totally, parallel meanings. And so, the Gopi Gita, Buridad, you're giving me something substantial. So for those whom these things are meaningful, right? Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev would play the sloka game when they're on the train, long journey, or somewhere. Whatever one sloka ends with, you have to, that has to be the first syllable of another one. I said, Sarva Dharmam Paritaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja, Ahang Tung Sarva Papebhyo, Moksha Ishami Ma Suchaha, Hantaya Madrilabala Haridasava. Ha should be the first word of the sloka that you give. Nasavarja. Yad Ramakrishna Charanasparasha Pramodam, Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayastaraya, Pani Yasuya Vasakanda Rakanda Mulai. Oh, that's a tough one. Mule. I wonder what that would be. Oh, Lalita Lavanga Lata Parishilana Kamala Malayasa. Anyway, that's how it goes. You have to. This is their play. One girl in England, the little girl, friend of the Danishta, when she was like 12 or something, she came to me once and she wanted to ask me a question. She said, do you and Gurudev play games? And I said, yes. Of course we do. She wanted to know if we played games together. It was very sweet. I said, well, like the sloka game. So the Jnana-shunya bhaktas, knowledge-free devotion, noble ignorance, means, and think of it in this way, how much heart do you have to look past Krishna's divinity? Where that's not a factor in your relationship. We need to talk about our relationship. You can look past Krishna's divinity. It's not a factor in your relationship. You just love Krishna the way he is. Reality is for itself and by itself. Like we think, in this world, who can do that? The mother. The son could become the president, prime minister. It's still her boy, her son. She's not seeing president, prime minister. She remembers so many things about him. She can actually suppress all of that. It can't stand in the presence of her heart flow. If that can be true here, then think, what is the position of Yashoda? That we're told to preach. You know, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Don't say that. Those are vicious rumors where she lives. In this world, we're trying to make propaganda in favor of Krishna conception. In that world that we aspire to serve, she's saying rumors of Krishna's divinity are that. They're rumors. They're vicious rumors started by envious people. So, Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukadev at the Mori, as they go deep into the 10th canto, and he hears the childhood pastimes of Krishna. Nanda kim akarod brahman shreya eva mahodayan yashodava mahabhaga stanam yasya papo yasya stanam hari. He's saying, what did Nanda Maharaj do to get Krishna crawling as a baby in his courtyard? Is there something he did? Is there something you can do to achieve that? Nanda kim akarod brahman shreya eva maho. Shreya means the what's ultimately beneficial. Mahadayam. And then he said, and more. Yashoda va mahabhaga. Yashoda's even more fortunate, more exalted than Nanda Maharaj. Why? Papo yasya stanam hari. Krishna's sitting on her lap, sucking her breast. Is this possible? The ultimate reality can sit as a baby on his mother's lap and suck her breast the way a baby sucks his mother's breast. Is this a possibility? He was astonished to hear these things. More astonishing, Raghupati Upadhyay, Gurudev's sloka, he quoted at the opening in Mayapur. Kam pratikatayitam ishe, kam pratitamayatu, gopatitanayakunje, gopaviduti vitam brahma. Mahaprabhu had asked him, what do you think is the ultimate truth? What's what you've gathered from the scriptures and what you tell me, what do you think is the best, the ultimate thing? And he had his own slokas, this kam pratikatayitam. He said, oh, who can I tell and who would believe me? Well, first, he said, what was the first one? Bharatam anye yashalande param brahma. Shruti mitare, smriti mitare apare, barantamanye bhava bita, ahang nandam, iham bande yashalande param brahma. Same thing he's saying. Well, you know, the shrutis, the Vedas talk about this and they tell you that. The smritis tell you this. The Mahabharata has so many advice how to get free from this worldly existence. But like Sukadev, he said, Ahangi ha nandam bande yashalande param brahma. But I want to know, what did Nanda Maharaj do? He's got Krishna crawling in his courtyard. I think we can bypass all the other things and just concentrate on that. Mahaprabhu liked hearing that very much. In one fell swoop, one sloka, past the Vedas, the Shrutis, the Mahabharata, everything. What this means, Raga Bhakti. Ragamarg, noble ignorance. Nanda Maharaj, there's nothing Krishna can do. There's nothing anyone can say that can convince Nanda Maharaj or Yashoda otherwise that Krishna is anything other than their son. Vasudeva and Devaki sometimes think he's God. As when Devaki told him to, you know, put those four arms away right now, young man. Because as a baby, he was showing four, and she thought, we're going to get in trouble. Can't you just appear like a regular baby? But not so for Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Krishna is carrying Nanda Maharaj's shoes on his head. Is that possible? The Supreme Absolute Truth, the Supreme Reality, can carry the shoes of his devotees on his head? Yashoda, when the sadhus come, she takes the dust from their feet and puts it on Krishna's head for protection. Is that an offense? Is that offensive? So after Raghupati Upadhyay said, oh, Mahaprabhu, oh, can you say anything more than that? That's when he says, come pratikatai tam. You say, I could, but no one would believe me. Everyone will think I'm crazy. And they won't believe what I say. As Mahaprabhu told Srup Damodar, Ramananda Roy, Ami ek botu tumi ditiya. I'm the first crazy, and you're the second. I'm crazy number one, you're crazy number two. Because you and I have these discussions and we believe all this stuff that is madness in the so-called normal world. Yani sha sarabhutanam tasyam bhasham tasyam pashame jagati. What is night for one is day for another, and the inverse. Is Einstein mad? Or do the common people just not understand the kind of thoughts that he is capable of? He said, come pratikatayitam. Who could I tell? And if there was someone I could tell, would they believe me? And what is that? That the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Absolute Truth, Gopati Tanaya Kunje, Gopa Viduti, Bitam Brahma, that he's hunting the Brajagopi girls in the Kunja in Vrindavan, Kunja Bihari. I can tell them someone this and they will believe me. And Sri Guru Maharaj says, here, and this is original from Srila Guru Maharaj. Here, Raghupati Upadhyaya is saying indirectly, before you, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before you came, there was no one qualified to tell and no one would believe it. But now that you've come, and begun your odarja, your magnanimous distribution of Krishna Prem, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishna Leela. Now everyone will hear and they will believe. This is your mercy. And then he asked, and then what is the highest? What is the highest abode, the highest place, the highest? Tell me, what's the highest? Shyamameva Param Rupam, the highest form, Shyamasundar Krishna. Gopavesh, the cowherd boy, Shyama Eva Param Rupam, Puri Maru Puri Vara. Here it means Mathura, but by extension, Mathura, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Radhakunda. Kaishoram, Kishore, Krishna's age, the best age is when he's Navayovana, the Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha, the teenage, that ever youthful position. And Adya Rasa, Raso, anyway, Adi Rasa, Madhura Rasa is the highest Rasa. So, Sajjan Toshini, Toshini means to please. Saraswati Thakur is saying, and also in his poem, Vaishnavi Pratishta Tate Koro Nishta, our whole existence, the substance of our lives and our aspiration is to please the Vaishnavas, those who are wholly given over to Krishna. So to respect them, to honor them, and those in connection with them, that is Vaishnava etiquette. It's more than etiquette. It's indicative of substance. We're recognizing that someone has a substantial connection with divinity, or that anything does. Like Guru Maharaj is telling, once a flower is offered, then it's prasad. When the flower is prasadam, then you take it on your head. Before that, it's a flower. After that, it's prasadam. It's become worshipable. Once someone has become offered to Krishna, dikshakale bhaktakore atma samarpan, initiated substantially, a substantial connection with reality, then they're to be revered. They're seen as worshipable. And all the things in connection with Krishna are worshipable. Tasmai deyam tato grajam sa pujo cha yata yaham. Says, actually, my devotees, they're on equal status as I am. They're to be treated the way you treat me. Those are Krishna's direct words. And I remember once at a Vyas Puja of Srila Prabhupada, and maybe 1973, different senior devotees, like sannyasis, they were giving their offerings one after another. And then Prabhupada indicated his senior grihastha disciple, Madhusudan Prabhu, that he should speak next. And it was before some others who may have had what we call upadi, rank. And some devotees were, Prabhupada could see, they were, puzzled. Like, why is he speaking? And Prabhupada said, because he is my old disciple, known to me since the beginning. And he may not have rank, what we call a nirupadika Vaishnav, a Vaishnava who has no title or rank, but on account of their devotional position, they're highly revered and respected. So seniority, why do we say Rup Sanatan? Or we say Rupa Sanatan Bhattu Raghunath, etc. Because Rupa Goswami came first, although Sanatan is senior in age. And many things that we offer everything to Guru first. It's the agent, divine agency to approach Krishna through his devotee. Nityananda, when some tried to approach Mahaprabhu directly, he said, no, you must first approach Nityananda, take the name of Nityananda, bow to Nityananda, then you can approach me. Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna. So it is not a formality. It may appear that way at times, but really, its substance can be traced to the upper world, to reality. When talking of Gadadhar Pandit the other day, after Mahaprabhu plunges the heart and halo of Radharani, the remainder is Gadadhar. Bargo bai Brishabhanu Jatma Vibhavai. Brishabhanu. Brishabhanu Maharaj is Srimati Radharani's father. Brishabhanu Maharaj. So if Radharani becomes Gadadhar in Gaur Lila, Brishabhanu Maharaj becomes Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So when Gadadhar, searching for Guru to be initiated, he becomes initiated by Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who's her father in Krishna Lila. And at one point, out of the necessity of lila, divine pastimes, Gadadhar forgets the mantram, the diksha mantram, and asks Mahaprabhu, I forgot my mantra, you can tell. And he said, no, Pundarik is your, and he used to call him Premanidhi, because he said he's Krishna Prem personified. You go and hear from him again. He's your guru. Sometimes mysterious. Pradyumna Mishra asked Mahaprabhu, please speak some Krishna katha to me. And Mahaprabhu says, what is it? Ami Krishna katha janina. I don't know any Krishna katha. I heard from Ramananda. You go and hear from him. It's not a formality, that's substance. There's formal aspects, but at the heart of the matter is spiritual substance. Like Srila Gurudev, he's so steeped in Vaishnavata. Sometimes he doesn't want to ask for something for himself. Maybe he wants something, but he's shy to ask. I had to learn that. So if he would sometimes say to me, Maharaj, would you like some? And then he would name something. Before I realized this, I go, no, I'm fine. But what he wanted to do was say, for me to say yes, and then say, bring that to Maharaj and I'll take his prasad. But if I said, no, I'm fine, I don't need anything, like, are you sure? But I thought it was very sweet. Those are his Vaishnava ways. He doesn't like to ask for something direct. He'd rather say, oh, I'm taking the remnants of a devotee. Mahaprabhu had some great disciple, Kalidas, not to be imitated. It's in the Charitamritam. He would hide outside houses. And then some devotees, when they went to, if there was little prasadam left and they're putting on the soil, the bushes or somewhere for the other living entities, they'd go back inside. Then Kalidas would come and... Don't try this at home. He's Kalidas for a reason. He's very special. He's the one who would chant Krishna Nam when he played dice. Hare, Hare Krishna! Those are the Ragamarg Bhaktas that Krishna likes to surround himself with. They just love Krishna. They love Krishna, they love Mahaprabhu. Not because Krishna is God, he has some position, he has inconceivable power, potency, and all of those things, which he does. They just like him the way he is. And isn't that how people like to be liked in this world? The way they are. Of course, there's some room for improvement. We're trying to make progress. And you could say it's a perverted reflection of that. But devotees, they like someone for who they realize they aspire to be. They're looking to the swaroop, looking beyond any perceivable defect. This is very different. Someone might be a little arrogant, greedy, this, that, the other thing. They're looking beyond that and seeing if there's some devotional substance there. Guru Maharaj mentioned there were two devotees in Gaudiya Math. They didn't like each other. And Saraswati Thakur was aware of this. So in a public meeting, he asked each one, you glorify that person and that person glorify him. He made them praise each other in open assembly. So the one person was looking at that and said, well, and Guru Maharaj said, he had to look to the Swaroop to say something good. But that's a good thing. So we're looking to the inner, the subjective self, not the objective self. We're willing to Photoshop the objective self. Just look toward the subjective self and make adjustments there. Any other question? But seniority, hierarchy. There's a hierarchy in Krishna consciousness. We told Radha Krishna, Supreme of those who are pleasing them, Lalita Vishaka, Rupa Rati, Nanda Yashoda, Sridham, Subal. There's a hierarchy of servitors. And to ignore them will be done at one's own, how do you say? At one's peril. Guru Maharaj calls it fictitious devotion. If we do not give recognition to the superior servitors, our devotion is fictitious, imaginary. It's not real. It's insubstantial. And Guru Maharaj further says, Nirmat Saranam Satam is declared in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, not to be envious of devotees. So with Krishna, it's easy. If we have some proper conception of who Krishna is, then we can understand Krishna is the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Reality, etc., the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, but where we'll be judged is how we appreciate his devotees. That's where the heart of the matter of Krishna conception is, with the devotees, not with Krishna. That's the easy part. To give recognition. Of course, the super servitors, again, that is easy. Come down to our own position, our own God brothers and God sisters, to recognize their good qualities, their devotional tendencies, to recognize that. And maybe to suppress other things. We would prefer to be like that. Srila Gurudev sometimes would say, that I believe everyone, that is my fault. But once, maybe not 100% understanding him, I said, no, Mars, that is your good quality. But he meant that I believe in everyone. It sometimes leads to abuse, but I'd rather be a believer than a disbeliever. Don't want to be skeptical about everyone, doubting everyone and their position. We've heard the story, Dronacharya's and Yudhisthira, and Duryodhana around the world, Yudhisthira to find someone who's 100% bad, evil, and the inverse for Duryodhana, find someone who's 100% good, they both come back. Yudhisthira said, I found some really bad people, but they all, every last one of them had some redeeming quality, so I didn't find anyone who was 100% bad. And Duryodhana said, I met many good people, but there was something wrong with everybody. And then he said, meet each other. He's that man, you're that man. So we want to believe, we're believers, we promote faith, benefit of the doubt. If we need to doubt yourself. We can doubt ourselves, be skeptical of ourselves. Yogyata vichare kichu nahi paye tomara karunasar. We know that if we're examined objectively, impartially, nothing of value to find. Apnar kripa tomara karunasar. But your guru, Vaishnav, then I have some hope. In connection with them, I have some hope. And Guru Maharaj says it's a sign of hallmark of the intermediate position, progressive devotion, if you want to say Madhyamadikar, that to lament, if they hear someone's going down, that gives some pain to their heart. And if someone's making progress in Krishna consciousness, that's a source of great joy for them. Not the famous Schadenfreude of literature to relish the suffering of others. The inverse. If someone is going down, that brings some pain to their heart. And if they're making progress in Krishna consciousness, brings great joy to them. That's a sign of progressive devotion. Mahaprabhu asked Mukunda, who is the father in your house? He had a devoted son, Raghunandan. So I said, who's the father in your house? And knowing the heart of Mahaprabhu, he said, Raghunandan. He named the boy, his son. He's the father. Because what Mahaprabhu was alluding to is, who has the most superior devotional position? That's what he meant. And that won't be based on superficial observations, but the recognition of actual substance. Krishna himself is from the cowherd community, cowherd section. There's Brahmins, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they're just above Shudras. Hidden in the middle position, the golden mean. Krishna conception is the golden mean, the central conception of the infinite, disguised, not appearing in the highest things, so that the cowherd, when they say, that, well, if Krishna is God, but God never appears in a low caste like ours. He appears in the Brahmin and Kshatriya caste, not cowherds. Gurudev said about one devotee once, he liked to play with words, he said, he is not a cowherd, he is a coward. He is not a cowherd. And sometimes the queens, they tell each other, you fell for a cowherd. You're a Kshatriya princess. Disguised in the middle position. Never on the basis of superficial observations. The Braja Gopis, Guru Maharaj said, half-civilized, stupid jungle girls are the greatest devotees ever. They wear chintamani on their ankles. Chintamani charanabhushanam angananam shringara pushpa taravat suranam brindavane brajadanam nanukamadenu brindani cheti sukasindur ho vibhuti. There's more opulence on the ankle of one Brajagopi than the whole Vaikuntha world. the opulence that's decorating their lotus feet is greater than the entire Vaikuntha world. But they're disguised as cowherd girls. Krishna plays a bamboo flute and has a stick in his belt. Nomi jate brava puse tari dambaraya gunjavatangsa pari pichchala sanbukaya and a peacock feather. Vanya sraje vishala venu. Oh, and the flute and a garland of forest flowers. Lavanya sarama samurva ananyasin. Pashupanga jaya. That's what. And he's herding cows and Krishnera jateka kela sarvatam naralya naravapu tahara swarup gopavesh venukar navakishor natabar naralilahoy anurup. The central conception of the infinite disguised in human pastimes. There's nothing higher than the human. This was told by one poet. Humanists interpret it wrong. They thought it was atheistic, but actually it's an allusion to Krishna conception, the Aprakrita Lila of Krishna, upon which human society is based. Hare Krishna.